What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, as a teenager, he liked to listen to metal music. Did that have anything to do with the thick black mass in the shape of the man that he saw?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. So you can call it in, 855-853-4802. If you prefer writing it down, that's easy. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get access to the complete archive. That's over 5,000 episodes. You get advance episodes. You get no commercials. And you can sign up today through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
And okay. You are an old radio DJ.
Yeah.
And so well,
I mean, come on, old, really?
Well, all right,
yes,
you're a middle-aged radio DJ. And my question is, okay, what is the difference between metal and rock?
Like, Metal's just heavier.
Stop?
It's
like,
heavier.
Where was the dividing line there?
Well, when you get into that kind of, where you really can't understand them.
Okay.
But our nephews, Spencer and Tanner, used to listen to metal music all the time.
They like, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then right. Tanner so it, has
so
been playing
the difference
with a band.
Is, can you understand the words or not? Mm. But then again, I'm not so sure I always understand everything Robert Plant says in Led Zeppelin either, but I love the music.
Well, you know what this made me think of, though? And I think it happened in the 80s, 70s probably, 70s. So there was this whole thing about rock music and, you know, rock music got this bad rap forever because I was watching this documentary on it and there and I listened to a podcast about it too. But this documentary I saw recently was about how if you played the record backwards, it would be like, wah, 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 the devil is coming
right,
for you.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so... It was Styx, and I can't remember which of their albums.
Oh, I think I saw this, too.
It was like
yeah.
Crystal Ball or something like that. You play it backwards. It's like, wah, 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 the devil. And so Styx put it on the album. Like, they did it on purpose. And just to get people. And then it was like, so a lot of people were like, see, that's what it says. And they're like, yeah, we did that on purpose just to show yeah. you, you know.
Well, remember the Beatles, like if you play it backwards, it would say Paul is dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that backwards thing, that started a long time ago.
And the funny thing is, you know, here's just people listening to music they like, and then there's somebody else who doesn't like it who's like, okay, it's devil music, and here's why I say that, because if you play it backwards, and whoever would have, It would ruin your album to play it backwards.
Oh, not to mention your turntable.
Yeah, your needle's going to be shot. Yeah.
$100 needle you bought for it.
Because back in the day, people used to spend a lot of money on those turntables and stuff. Like needle was expensive. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it was called a sound system, yeah, Carol.
It was not a record player. And, and like, you would not be playing those things backwards. But, you know, it was like, you had to try it then, because there's nothing that's going to get a kid to listen to a record backwards to hear it say, "The devil wants to take your soul," more than saying, "Don't listen to that music because this is what it says." Then every kid is going to listen to that record backwards to hear that. I'm like, okay, if there is a subliminal message there, now you're just pointing it out so every kid's going to hear it. It's just
exactly. It's so silly.
So that's what this kind of made me think about, was like that whole, is it the music I'm listening to? Is that what's causing this? I don't know. I just think a lot of, historically, a lot of rock music, metal music has gotten a bad rap. That's what I think.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Yeah, there's
because
probably.
Because I listened to rock music forever, and I never worshiped the devil.
We never have.
Never
we have
did.
Never been devil worshipers.
Never been a devil worshiper.
And nor do I plan on it.
No.
You know, I'm just telling you that right now. Because you all know how I don't like the demon stuff.
No.
Hey, today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Aura. Have you ever done a Google search on yourself? Ever done that and just seen what comes up? Sometimes there's information you don't necessarily want coming up. There's a lot of information that data brokers have out there about you that, you know, probably could be used nefariously if gotten into the wrong hands, or just annoyingly. That seems to be where a lot of it goes, if in the wrong hands. They're going to sell your information to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. Your name, your email, home address, health records, relatives, it's all out there. That's why I've been using Aura, the sponsor of today's program. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submit opt-out requests for me. Yes. So quick and so easy. They do all of the legwork for you. Cleaning up my information not only helps reduce the amount of spam I get, which is lovely, but it protects me from hackers who could use the information to help them access, you know, social media accounts, bank accounts, other sensitive information. Aura does so much more to protect me and my family from online threats that I cannot see myself. I also get features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, and more without having to download different apps. It's all really easy to set up. Best of all, you get everything at one affordable price. I love having everything all in one place. It just makes it so much easier. Aura is always on, doing the hard work of keeping me safe so I can focus on other tasks with peace of mind. I value my privacy, and I value yours. You can go to aura.com/ghost. Stop data brokers from exposing your personal information. Go to my sponsor, aura.com. It's aura.com/ghost to get a 14-day free trial and see how much of yours is being sold.
So this is from Jack, and he says, "My name's Jack. I'm from Fairfax, Virginia. Living in such a historical state, I've witnessed many weird and unexplainable things. For the sake of time, I will concentrate on one strange area. I grew up in Northern Virginia and had spent most of my life in the woods hunting. I was fortunate enough to have a large piece of woods. Behind my parents' house that I was almost always running around in. Since the prime hours for hunting are early morning and late afternoon, I often found myself alone in the woods at night. This, of course, includes those especially eerie dusk and dawn hours where it is not quite day and not quite night. It was at those times especially when I would hear weird sounds like people walking and whispering. In fact, this happened so regularly that I was used to it, and it no longer really fazed me. Once I had a deer come up to me, and as I was getting ready to take the shot, I heard a noise like someone whistling a song, and the deer looked right into where I heard the noise and then ran away, and there was nobody there. Another time when hunting, I ran into someone metal detecting, so I made conversation, and I asked what he expected to find. He informed me that the property was part of a battlefield that had been a sizable Confederate encampment. Maybe that explains some of the activity. About a year later, I was hunting there with a friend, and we sat all day without much luck. As we were leaving at twilight, we saw a man and a dog on top of the hill where we had just come from. I thought it was odd because we didn't pass anyone, and that area was surrounded by a swamp on one side and a highway on the other. We went back to tell him he was on private property, and sure enough, there was no one there. The woods weren't the only place that was haunted, though. In my parents' house, I often felt like I was being watched, and I heard my name called when no one was home on multiple occasions. I was really into black metal at the time. Let me see, what is black metal music? It is an extreme subgenre of heavy metal music. Common traits include fast tempos, a shrieking vocal style, heavily distorted guitars, played with tremolo picking, raw lo-fi
tremolo.
Yeah, played with tremolo picking, raw lo-fi recording, unconventional strong song structures, and an emphasis on atmosphere. Artists often appear in corpse paint and adopt pseudonyms. Let's see. This first wave included bands such as Venom.
Okay.
Bathory, Merciful Hate, Hellhammer, and Celtic Frost. Celtic Frost sounds kind of lovely. It sounds like it would be like kind of like fairies kind of going through a wooded area.
Well, yeah. I'd like to visit a town that had Celtic Frost.
Yeah, so like the second generation being led by Dissection, Abruptum, Marduk. And yeah, so it's got, so that would be what the black metal was.
Okay.
Let's see. So I remember once I was in my unfinished basement playing some video games and listening to some particularly vile music. At that time, my basement was divided in half with two large sheets, one side with a couch and TV, and one side with storage. Anyway, as I was playing, I heard a large crash on the other side of the room. Turned down the volume of the TV and listened. I didn't hear anything, so, like the fool I am, I asked whatever it was to come out and show itself. Nothing happened, so I kept playing. I heard the crash again, so I turned around. I will never forget what I saw. The curtain was pulled back, and there was a thick black mass in the shape of a man peering around the corner at me. I was absolutely petrified with fear. It just stared at me for seconds, which felt like hours, before it dissipated and the curtain went back. I ran upstairs and deleted all of my black metal music. I didn't go back down there for a long time. The basement has been finished since then, and nothing has happened for almost 3 years until last Christmas. I came home to visit my parents for Christmas, and my cousin was staying in my top floor bedroom with me. In my parents' house, they have those attics which are accessible only by removing a piece of drywall in the ceiling. Well, one of those pieces is right outside the door of my room. We never use the attic, so it constantly remains closed. That's why I was so taken aback when my cousin told me he thought it was funny that I was hiding in the attic looking at him. Thanks for reading this massive story. I hope that maybe you can all find me some answers. Keep up the fantastic and interesting work. That's from Jack. I don't know that the music had anything to do with it. I think the place was... Because look, if there was activity later, I think there was just activity in the house. Now, maybe, I would imagine his parents were really glad. They're like, finally,
that he stopped listening
to the vile black metal
music. Well, you know, he talked about the fact that it appeared that maybe it was on the property of a Civil War battle site, or at least the camp of a Confederate camp. It would seem to me that would have a lot more to do with it. I really do not blame hauntings on music.
You know, I think maybe it could put you in a dark headspace, and maybe you're already kind of there anyway, because I don't know.
That's possible.
I've never been drawn to that kind of music.
But, I mean, it's possible that, you know, you're already kind of in that, you know, angry teenage angst years and, you know, you just like that. I can see that. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't really blame Paranormal Activity on music.
I don't either.
No matter what music it is.
But I think it might have had more to do with him saying right before that, come out and show yourself to me. And it did.
Yeah. Be careful what you ask for.
Right. But his parents are probably like, I don't know what happened to Jack, but he quit listening to that damn music.
Well, I think, you know, I think it has more to do with the battle site and the grounds than it does the music.
And then next thing you know, Jack's playing video games to Endless Love by Lionel Richie. And he's like, this, the parents are like, this is so much better.
We hate this even more. Wish he would go back.
Maybe we suggest Pink Floyd or something to him.
Is there a happy medium between ABBA and...
Please no ABBA.
Yeah, and
what
Venom.
Most people don't know about me is I do not like ABBA, but that would be like, can we please go back to the
ABBA
vile black metal?
There may be a case for, you know, music causing bad things to happen, and ABBA might be behind that. But
for anyway. Me, anyway.
Yeah.
Your kids are horrible with me. We'll be traveling, and her kids, like, we're walking down the street in Chicago, and her kids will come up, and they start singing Dancing Queen. And I'm like, shut up.
Well, their favorite is Fernando.
Oh, my God, Fernando, all the time with those kids.
Yes, all the time.
And they can, no matter how old they get, they've done this since they were little.
Like Fernando.
Oh, let's go to another story. Here it is.
Hey, this is Mandy. This is my second time calling in. I live in the southeast part of North Carolina, and I don't know exactly what is going on, but I feel like I have this thing where when I think of things, they happen, or if I think about someone like, oh, I need to text this lady about an order or something, and she will text me, or I think about, getting something to eat, and then my husband's like, oh, let's go ahead and get this. And we've been calling it like my manifesting or intuitions. Well, it got to the point where it was a little bit ridiculous, like in my face, very pronounced that these connections were happening. And at first I just thought I was making connections where there weren't any, just coincidental, but it's gotten to the point where it's no longer coincidental. Like it's things that really do happen, so much so that I started trying to figure out how it works. And I was 2 weeks ago, I was walking in the neighborhood and I saw these trees that were overgrown on the other side of the fence. And I remember thinking, I wonder what neighbor cuts the trees since they were overgrown over the fence. Well, didn't think much of it. And the next day there were professional tree cutters out there cutting those trees. Now these trees have been overgrown for the past year and a half that we've lived in this neighborhood. So the very next day that I thought about who was going to cut the trees, the tree cutters were out there. I thought about two people who I needed to text, and lo and behold, they reached out to me about different circumstances. And I thought that was strange. And then I said, it's an internal thought of, okay, if this is real, let me see my grandpa. My grandpa passed away in February of this year, about a month before I had his first great-grandson, so it was a very emotional time. And my grandmother now lives with my husband and I, and she helps take care of our son. And two nights ago, we were putting up Christmas decorations because we always put them up the first week of November, and I pulled out a Christmas card that was from my grandparents from last Christmas. And I happened to just be holding my son, and I looked up, and I could see the hallway in our house, and I saw my grandfather. Now, I work at a Christian school. I'm not very into this stuff. It does interest me, but not that I necessarily believe in it, but now I almost have to because I know that I saw him. He looked straight at me. He was wearing one of the shirts that I actually kept from his closet that I wore the day that I delivered our son, and his jeans and the belts that he always wore, and he was gone in just a flash of an eye. And I just remember thinking, that really just happened. And I cried. I sobbed. I miss him so much. And I just could not believe that I actually had seen him in my house. But I remember thinking, the last time he would have been in my house last Christmas, in my house would have been decorated for Christmas. So I'm sensing a connection with putting up the decorations and seeing his card and then seeing him appear. Well, my parents are trying to buy, well, they bought a house, but the kitchen had to be redone because of a pipe leak. And my mom said, try to see if you can get this guy to call us to finish our kitchen. So this was 2 days ago again. And I said, okay, internally, I'm thinking, if you could please call my mom on a Thursday. Well, I just got a text this morning that said they called me today and they'll be there to fix it tomorrow or Friday. So I'm still trying to figure this out. I didn't know if you know of anyone else that has this occurring or if this is normal. Just let me know. Thank you very much. Love listening to you guys. Bye-bye.
So I'm going to say I don't think it's normal. I don't think most people have that ability, but I definitely think some people do.
I do too. And I think I'll be honest. I think I go through phases of it where, you know, it'll seem like I will be thinking of a friend. No, I take that back. It happens a lot, actually, where I'm thinking of a person and then I find out something happened, you know, to that person. But yet they were on my mind. Why? Why were they on my mind out of the blue? I haven't thought of them for a long time or whatever. And then, you know, you find out, or you know, you think to yourself, I should give them a call. And then they call you mm-hmm. and say, yes, I was thinking about you. And I think I would venture to say we all have those happen. She seems to be having a lot of it, you know, with you need an appointment and then they call and say, we'll be there Thursday, you know, which is when you wanted it or whatever, which seems like phenomenally good luck, you know, or that the trees need cut and then the trees are being cut. It's almost like a premonition a little bit, you know, that you have a kind of an insight into what's going to happen a little, but I don't know. I do know that I feel like we all have a very strong connection to each other just as human beings. And I would imagine there are people that have that even more intensely. And so therefore can sense, can put out a feeling and it goes out to other people. And then they pick up on it and say, oh, I need to call them. You know, or I need
to. Yeah, because we were just talking about that in another episode the other day mm-hmm. about how a loved one can be in distress and you pick up on that, or people have seen visions of that loved one, or it could be a sensation. You know, there's like, oh, a panic, like all of a sudden, oh my gosh, something wrong. And then you find out your loved one was in a car accident or something. Mm-hmm. That there's a lot of that. And I think a lot of us, we ignore that feeling, you know, like somebody randomly pops in your brain and you just don't give it, you know, it's like, oh yeah, Kathy, wonder how she's doing. Mm-hmm. Well, that might be a good time to go, hey, Kathy, how are you doing? To hit send.
And yeah, and I do a lot because I have always felt like, you know, if somebody just out of the blue comes into my, there's a reason,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if I dream about them, there's a reason I dreamt about that person. Something's going on. And then when I get a hold of them, yeah, sure enough, you know, there was some reason that I needed to follow up on that. So I think we're connected as people, but, you know, I think that she's just even more connected.
She's more in tune with it than most of us are.
I agree. And she's listening to it mm-hmm. and hearing it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. And I think it may happen quite a bit to other people, but they're just busy and they're not paying attention or whatever. But I think she just maybe as that is a little bit more empathetic and can sense things.
Well, I say work on that ability because that's a cool ability to have.
Well, and she said she saw her grandfather.
Yeah. So she's definitely sensitive.
And I thought it was interesting. And once again, these are just, you know, just my ideas. But when she said, you know, I don't believe in this kind of stuff. I work at a Christian school. So therefore, I think she was telling us she's Christian. And so this, you know, wouldn't necessarily go along with that. But I always say, why? Why wouldn't that go along with that? Like, where in the Bible does it say that you can't have a spirit come back to see you?
And there's like tons of examples.
They go to heaven, but it doesn't mean that they can't make an appearance.
But like, aren't there tons of examples in the Bible of visions?
Of visions and spirits. And yeah, but, just because somebody died and goes to heaven, does that mean that they are out forever and you will never, ever have anything from them again? There's nothing that says that. Mm-hmm. That's that. It's all over now. They won't be back. You know, maybe you can. He does still get to participate somewhat or see you or watch you or protect you a little, or we don't know. What are your powers from heaven? What can you do from there? I don't know. Nobody knows. You know.
Well, let's go to another story. And it says, a coworker of mine told me that he enjoyed visiting haunted locations when he went on vacation. That's us.
Yeah.
It had never occurred to me to visit such a place. That makes me laugh because it never occurred to him. Despite the fact that I love all things spooky. I suppose I just thought it was cheesy or touristy to try to create a scary experience on a guided tour with a bunch of strangers walking around a town or visiting historic houses or hotels.
Well, when you put it like that, it does sound kind of cheesy.
It does, but Kathy and I, in fact, every time I go on vacation, I try to find a place like that to go visit. I love historic places. I love haunted places. I love the cheesy ghost tours. I like the history. I love it. I think they're super fun.
Yeah.
However, on a visit with my girlfriend to New Orleans, we decided to try it because the city is so old, it felt like it would actually be a fun, creepy experience. Yeah. In New Orleans.
I'm just laughing that it was New Orleans because I'm like, you could not pick a more haunted place. But
yeah, it wasn't like, and then we went to
Pasadena,
Lincoln, Nebraska. You
know, yeah. Lincoln, Nebraska.
The majority of the tour, I don't remember much about it as it was 10 years ago or more, but eventually we went to an office above a functioning busy bar in the French Quarter. The office was like an attic with unfinished walls, floors, and ceiling, just wood planking for all surfaces. Apparently, a man managed or owned the bar and during a fight with his boyfriend was murdered brutally with a baseball bat in this room.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Which is only used for this tour now, but otherwise it's empty. The guide suggested we take pictures in a particular area of this room as orbs often showed up in the photos people took in that area. I was being playful for the benefit of the group I was with and mocked the ghost, calling him stupid and asked if he was so scary. And you know damn well other people in the group were like, shut up.
I can't imagine being on a tour and somebody doing that.
I would be pissed, actually.
Oh, you're going to bring on the bad stuff for all of us, buddy, you know?
Or for yourself.
No.
And otherwise daring him to do something. When we developed the pictures from the trip, I will insert right here, there might be people right now go, what does that mean? What does that mean, developing the pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are people who probably have never developed a photo in their lives. But they obviously had an actual camera. With film.
Film camera.
Yeah. It wasn't a camera that you just downloaded the pictures. There was actual film and you had to take it someplace for development. When we developed the pictures from the trip, we found the photo of me standing in the suggested spot after mocking the ghost. But instead of any orbs, there was a big, black, angry-looking shadow next to me leaning towards me in the middle of the room. Not projected on a surface like a typical shadow. I am standing there with a smirk on my face, unaware of anything that is there. I now have two thoughts on this matter. I feel glad he didn't decide to follow me home and haunt me, as I seem to have angered him and he seemed to be directing his attention towards me. On the other hand, I wonder if the ghost tour people had just set up some effects that could somehow show up in photos but not be obvious to us walking around the room, especially considering their suggestion about the one area to photograph. This is my one and only firsthand encounter with anything possibly supernatural. I will try to find that photo this week and forward it to you to post along with the story. That's from Neil. I do think it would be, it's not impossible, you know, take pictures in this area and maybe you get something. I don't know that that would be impossible to do.
But that's why you always take several pictures.
Yeah,
for one thing. So to see if it repeats, because if they set something up,
then every picture would have
you would get it in every picture, right? The same thing.
Yeah, so I don't know. And if this was in the time of developing photographs, that technology would have been a little wonky, I would think.
I think it would be hard to do to set up something that you can't see with your eye, but that would show up in a picture.
Now I think anything's possible. So now I could be like, yeah, it could happen. But, you know, you also were mocking something and taunting something.
And you were in New Orleans.
Which is. Yeah. Like kind of a little bit
almost
known
like,
for
I
that.
Don't know how you go there and you don't get something in a picture.
So I don't know. I'm going to go with there was something there because he was taunting it. And, you know, I would also like to know, was there other pictures? And that was the only one something was in. Did you just take one photograph that night?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. You can't say.
And honestly, we did, you know, we were more, you know, conservative about taking pictures back then because of how expensive it was to develop film.
And buy film, yeah.
And so you would just snap one. It wasn't like today where we do, you know, a rapid succession of images because you were going to have to develop it.
So I don't know. I can't say for sure and haven't seen the photo, but...
Yeah, upload the photo, Neil.
But you were in New Orleans. You were taunting a ghost.
Put it on the website so we can see it.
Yeah, so I don't know what the heck that was, so I would love to see it. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the entire archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.